Track 25, page 40.
It's great we have a new school blog.
Yes, a newspaper without paper. Writing articles for blogs is a great way to inform students about everything that happens in the center.
And they can also write back with their own comments, opinions, or suggestions on topics or events we write about.
We can also include news on upcoming events so that everyone knows what's going on in advance. It's another way to keep up to date.
Sure. People always need time to decide and then save money to pay for activities that require them to buy tickets in advance.
Do you have any ideas on what we can include in our article about the new student cafe?
Well, I think that we can start by talking about the name S Cafe, which stands for Student Cafe. Then we have to mention the date we opened, April 20th.
It's also important to say it is open from Monday to Friday during the morning break, and what we sell. We should also say that items are not expensive.
But we also need to say that it's a great place, because students can get together and socialize a bit. That can go in the introduction. Is there anything we forgot?
Oh, the most important is to mention that it is organized by student volunteers. Also, we have to say that the money collected will help pay for activities all year, as well as donations to help certain charities. What about the title of the article?
How about S Cafe Brings Students Together?
Or S Cafe, a success. How can we conclude?
We can end by thanking the many students and staff at the school who helped make S Cafe a success by making purchases. And let's not forget to invite bloggers to post their comments on the article. That can also go in the conclusion.
Great. I think we have all the necessary points that we need to include. Now let's begin writing.